Welcome to I'm Gonna Count to Three, a Metro Parent podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the best things about living in Wisconsin, going behind the scenes at local Milwaukee attractions, and when we're not on the same page as our spouses and raising our children. The editor of Metro Parent.
And I'm Matt Colby, a producer for Now News Group.
Okay, so my kids started school, and yes. I was walking in the hall the other day, and I was walking past my daughter's middle school social studies teacher, and I heard him talking about how he must have been, I think the sixth graders have to learn about Wisconsin history. And so he was telling them, like, oh, what is something interesting about the state you live in? And they were saying, like, there's nothing interesting about living here. And he was trying to make the point that everybody who lives in the state thinks there's nothing interesting about their state because they're used to it. And he's like, even kids who live in Hawaii don't think there's anything cool about their state. And the kids were like, yeah, we don't believe you. But I think that's pretty true, because I think once you leave Wisconsin, you realize how cool it is here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think? What do you like about living here, especially raising kids?
Yeah, I mean, schools are pretty good in where I live. I like that we have seasons.
Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah,
I know people talk about San Diego is like 70 all year round, and that's fine. But I don't mind having fall and some winter and
more
winter. And
lots of winter. But you're always ready for the next season. Yeah. I feel like, so it's kind of nice to have that change.
And I feel like we're more prepared than maybe other places in the country when stuff happens. We're like, oh, it's raining. Okay.
Right. You always see like on the news when they're all like Snowmageddon and all that stuff. And they're always like looking for people who are like panicking or whatever. Right. And they always come across, it's like, yeah, we have 6 feet of snow. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're just, digging out, whatever.
Yeah.
It seems like and this is probably stereotypical, but it seems like Midwestern people are less like ruffled about things. They're more
laid back.
Go with the flow.
Yep.
Right.
And I mean, I just like the colors we have up here, we have forests and places to go and like all the natural beauty of the state, as well as, then you have Milwaukee, you have stuff you can do there, you have stuff you can do kind of out more toward the suburbs and into the country and all that stuff. You can go up north and it's completely different than what it is in the southern part of the state. It's a good mix, a good variety of things to do and places to go and people. And
yeah, it is. I like when you said that about Milwaukee, I've always thought Milwaukee is like the perfect size for a city. Like, it's big enough that there's stuff to do and you feel like urban or whatever, but it's like, I don't think I'd want to live in Chicago or like a bigger city, but yeah, it's cool. We're lucky to live here.
Yeah.
My kids are pretty mature about, they're thinking about that too, like when you were saying the seasons. Like whenever we go to Florida, we don't go when it's like super hot. We go in like January when the weather's like gorgeous there.
Right.
But so they have never experienced a Florida, in summer when it's horrible.
Yeah.
But even then, they're like, yeah, we don't want to live there. We still love, the changing seasons and stuff. So I think, it's good.
Both my wife and I, we love kind of October-ish fall,
when
it's like sweatshirt weather.
Yeah, this is like the perfect.
Yeah, football's kind of starting up,
and school's
back in, and it's just pretty.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yes.
Well, one thing that is happening this fall, it's September 23rd and 24th, is Doors Open Milwaukee. Have you ever been there?
Nope.
Okay, so what it is... it's over, like 150 buildings in Milwaukee open their doors, and they let, places that where you normally don't get to see, they just let the public in to take, kind of behind-the-scenes tours. And I stumbled across this a few years ago. I think this is their seventh year. My parents and my kids and I just happened to be at Central Library downtown during this. And there was, like, a special tour, And so we're like, okay, let's do it. Because another thing about this is most of the tours are free. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool. Because they took you up into, the attic of Central Library. And it's, a historical building. It's built in, the 1800s. And they were telling you all the things that you don't know about it. Like, did you know that a lion used to live there?
Nope.
Yeah. Isn't that, just totally random?
Yeah.
Strange information. And so my kids, this was 4 years ago. They still talk about whenever we're at the library, they're like, there was a lion up there. So I think that it's cool that they do that kind of thing. And there's also that whole thing of you're driving by, there's buildings you drive by all the time and you never think it's I should stop by them. And this is a cool opportunity to do that. It also made me think about how my kids, and I don't know about your kids, my kids are rule followers. They're very obedient.
Yeah.
And I think that it's partly kids are black and white thinkers. They think I have, everything is either right or wrong.
Right.
And I think this is kind of a cool opportunity to be because it's not really wrong, doing these behind-the-scenes tours or whatever, but it's something that's ooh, I'm special. I get to do something weird or out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, my kids don't have a ton of experience with doing things like that, but yeah, they like the times when they are up later than they normally are, places where they usually have to do one thing, but they get to do something a little different than normal.
Yeah.
And I know this past summer we went up to Lambeau Field for a tour, and they thought that was really cool to see all the insides and the tunnels and everything. They enjoy doing things out of the norm sometimes and things that they usually can't do.
I feel like it's kind of a very easy way to kind of thrill your kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did, I think I've talked about this before, but we went to, it's not there anymore. There used to be a drive-in movie theater in Kenosha.
Yeah.
And I think it just recently closed. But we took the kids there a few years ago, and it was packed, and we couldn't get in to see the movie.
Sure.
It was one of the Despicable Me movies, I remember. But it was just so, the lines were crazy. And so it was 10 o'clock at night, and they had really wanted to see a movie or whatever. And they were, it was a drive-in, so they're in their pajamas.
Right.
We had all, the snacks ready and everything. And so we're just all right, forget it. And we just drove to the theater that was really close to our house, so it ended up being we were in the car for 3 hours, and we ended up, literally 3 minutes from our house.
Right.
But we saw a movie at, 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. They were in their pajamas.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't admit this, but I did sneak the food that we had inside the theater.
Gasp.
I know. And they were thrilled. They're
Oh,
we're doing this, crazy, thing. So,
yeah.
And now we do that every year. We do just, a late night movie. So,
yeah,
they
I know,
just like that.
I know even, my kids, some nights when they can't sleep or something, we'll call one of them out of their rooms at, 9:30 or something, and they'll just have this huge grin on their face.
They're like, ooh,
I'm getting out of it. Yeah. And I mean, even simple stuff like that. But yeah, movies, late night movies, or just sometimes we do slumber parties in the living room.
Yeah.
Where we all just sleep in the living room and watch movies. And they do that. Sometimes we've done a little restaurant type thing where my wife and I will cook them dinner and they'll have dinner and a movie or whatever. And
that's cool.
They like stuff like that.
Yeah, just out of the ordinary. Although I do have to say, I have to get them. My kids have to understand, and I think this just comes with age.
Yeah.
That they will get breaking tiny rules isn't as big a deal as murdering somebody.
Right.
I know my Alex, she will not. The new uniform policy at their school is they're not allowed to wear black leggings under their skirts. They're supposed to wear navy blue or white. I am not sending my child to school in white leggings because they'll get filthy on the playground. And I don't know. I've never seen navy blue leggings in my life. So I'm like, yeah, you're wearing black. I don't care. And Alex will not. She's like, no, I'm not. She's like, I'm not going to break the rules. And it's like, that's not as big a rule to break as other things. But
yeah.
They do have to learn that.
Yeah, I mean, my kids even just eating in the living room some nights
Yeah,
is a big deal. I'm like, ooh.
So the last thing I wanted to talk about is disagreements with your spouse. Just because I'm interested. No, just kidding. Right, yeah. I'm like wondering. Yeah. I do want to like preface this by saying that, you know, my husband, Jonathan, like we agree on all of the major things.
Yes.
And, you know, I love him, and he's my soulmate, and he's right, my best friend, right. And, like, I'm so lucky to be raising our kids with him, but, yeah, now that that's out of the
way. Right, right.
I don't know. Do you have any disagreements with your wife?
Not over major stuff. I mean, the biggest thing, she goes very much by the sell-by date on food.
Oh, really?
And, like, yeah, so I'm a little more lenient, like, yeah. If the milk date is like a day or two past.
And it still smells okay.
I'll give it to my kids and my wife be like, yeah, we should probably just get a new gallon.
Yeah. And she's like, no, you poisoned them.
Yeah, it's mostly stuff like that. And yeah, like if pizza for dinner sits out on the table for longer than she thinks, she's like, maybe we should just throw it out. I'm like, it's fine. It's pizza. It's not going to.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the biggest thing.
So you argue? Do you argue about it, or is it?
No, not really. It's more kind of a joke. Like, oh, here we go again.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
I think our biggest thing is, okay, my kids think my husband is hilarious, which he totally is. He's a very funny person, but they're like in awe of him. They're just like, he can say anything, and they'll just like giggle like hysterically, which I love. I love that. But the problem is, he chooses to be funny. Like, his funniest at bedtime. And it's And I'm, like, we do have this argument sometime because I'm, like, a lot more, like, okay, here's our schedule. We have to do this. And he's like, no, you have to, like, be more, go with the flow, be more, you know. But the thing is, it's like, and I always tell him this, I'm like, the reason I'm on a schedule is because you people all want to do this stuff and get this stuff done. And if I don't stick to a schedule, we're not going to get it done.
Right.
So then when he's like, oh, I'm going to make the kids laugh and then they're not going to go to sleep, I get annoyed. And then, of course, I am the not cool, like, horrible killjoy mom who won't let the father and the kids laugh together. So
Yeah. That's our biggest sometimes thing. I can get carried away getting my kids all riled up, too.
Well, it is fun to see them laugh. So, yeah. I mean, I get it, but... Yeah. I think it also is, like, up until, you know, a year ago, I was the stay-at-home mom, so I was with them all the time.
Right.
So I was less enchanted by their laughing. I'm like, yeah, they're stalling. They're stalling so they don't have to go to bed. And he's like, oh, I haven't seen them all day. I want to be cool. It's like, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so speaking of funny, do you have a funny joke?
I do. We'll see how this one goes over. I'm not sure.
I don't know. You see if you're as funny as my husband. No.
Right. What is Beethoven's favorite fruit?
What?
Banana.
Oh, I do like that. Actually, it sounded like really Minions-ish, like the banana.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Was provided by bensound.com.